For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. The Missouri House has passed legislation that could let cities to continue using red light and speeding cameras, but only if they adhere to certain guidelines and get approval from state officials. The bill would prevent drivers from being assessed penalty points if they are ticketed by automatic cameras. Many city ordinances already don't allow points for camera tickets, but the House measure would give municipalities a legal way to continue using photo enforcement. Many cities have temporarily stopped using cameras because of ongoing legal battles and a state law that requires moving violations to carry penalty points. The Republican-led House sent the bill to the Senate with an 84-63 vote today. It takes 82 votes to pass a bill out of the House. Missouri teens younger than 17 would need parental consent to use tanning machines that emit ultraviolet rays under legislation passed by the State House. The measure would penalize tanning salons $500 each time they provide services to teenagers without parental consent. State health officials would be charged with developing a standardized consent form for parents to use. Sponsoring Republican Representative Gary Cross of Lee's Summit says the bill would protect children from exposure to ultraviolet rays that can cause skin cancer. Opponents counter the bill was a harmful government regulation that could put tanning salons out of business. The House voted 98-46 today to send the bill to the Senate. A state senator from eastern Missouri is foregoing a re-election bid, potentially setting off a scramble among Republicans vying to replace him in the reliably GOP district. Republican Senator Brian Nieves of Washington, Missouri, withdrew today after initially filing for re-election. One candidate, House Republican Dave Schatz of Sullivan, had already filed to challenge Nieves. But with Nieves' exit, Republican House Speaker Tim Jones of Eureka is now also considering a run. Jones says he will take time next week to weigh his options. Nieves did not immediately respond to request for comment. A potential primary could be an expensive contest. Schatz loaned his campaign $350,000, and Jones reports having $900,000 in his campaign account. The Senate district includes Franklin County and parts of western St. Louis County. Law enforcement could not track the location of an electronic or cellular device without a warrant under a bill passed by the Missouri House. The legislation passed with a 134-13 vote today and now moves to the Senate. It would prohibit law enforcement from using technology to track an electronic device unless the device was reported stolen by the owner or there is a possible life-threatening situation. The measure is sponsored by Republican Representative Robert Cornejo of St. Peter's. He says the bill is intended to protect privacy rights and give direction to courts on warrants involving electronic tracking. Opponents say the legislation could hinder law enforcement. Consumers may see an increase in the price of pork products later this year due to a virus that has been spreading amongst pigs. An estimated 27 states, including Missouri, have seen cases of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, or PED virus, which is mostly prone to piglets. While the virus cannot be spread to humans, it has killed nearly 5 million pigs this year. Pork farmer John Backles of Circle B Ranch in Seymour, Missouri, says while he does not expect the virus to reach his privately owned farm in southwest Missouri, the virus is just one problem of a bigger issue in the mass production industry of pork. National Pork Board Representative Cindy Cunningham says it is unclear whether pork prices will rise due to the epidemic. The University of Missouri will demolish the University Village apartment complex after it closes the complex on June 30th. The decision comes after a walkway collapsed at the apartments on February 22nd, forcing the evacuation of residents and causing the death of firefighter Lieutenant Bruce Britt. The complex was also home to the Student Parent Center, a daycare for children of MU students. The university spent more than $130,000 on operating costs for the Student Parent Center this year. University spokesman Christian Basie says the funds will now be spread out as needed.
Those funds will now go toward other academic priorities as well as other deferred maintenance. We have more than $500 million of deferred maintenance on this campus.
The university will explore its options for both a daycare as well as the housing needs of the entire student body. There is no plan in place for additional housing for students with families or graduate students, the main occupants of University Village. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.